Don't just do something. Stand there. 10 Principles for Leading Meetings That Matter. Written by Marvin Weisbord and Sandra Janoff. Narrated by Colleen Patrick. To anyone who ever said, "Oh, no, not another meeting." Preface. This is no ordinary meeting book. Our purpose is to help you improve your leadership skills one meeting at a time. We intend to do that by turning upside down much of the popular wisdom about meeting management. We aim to help you free yourself from the burden of having all the answers to the mysteries of human interaction. We will introduce you to a philosophy, a theory, and a practice that is at once radical and simple. To apply our ideas, you will not need to worry about anybody's behavior but your own. We will illustrate our principles with examples and provide practice tips you can use starting the next time you lead a meeting. We will back up our advice with experiences from colleagues around the world. Meetings are as common as dirt and about as popular. This presents you with a delicious paradox. You can practice almost any day of the week an art few people trust. You will find that low expectations work in your favor. Every meeting you run gives you a chance to surprise people with a gratifying experience. Why not take it? Well, you have your reasons. You hate meetings, right? You consider them time-wasting, boring, and unproductive. Unavoidable rituals to be repeated endlessly in agencies, communities, corporations, and schools. That's just the way things are. Hold on a minute. You may be kidding yourself. While writing this book, we came across research showing no connection between meetings and people's job satisfaction. It may be socially unacceptable to publicly claim that meetings are desirable, write the researchers. Instead, a social norm to complain about meetings may exist. Whatever your reality, everybody hates certain meetings for their own reasons. So do we, and we should know. We have been leading meetings separately and together for decades. We have been in more meetings than we can count and taught meeting methods worldwide to thousands of people. We have been burned in meetings that promised much and delivered little. And alas, we know the guilt of promising more than we have.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?